Welcome to week four of the game plan. Welcome to week five of deliberate practice.
Today, we're going to take another page out of my notebook.
Welcome to another episode of the Leadership Journey.
Welcome to the Coach and Coordinator Podcast Weekly Highlights. What have we heard? This week in the Coach and Coordinator Podcast series, we hear about conditioning, focus, adding offensive wrinkles, what you don't do with behavior, and coaching stress. Monday, in the game plan series, Key talked with Miami Dolphins assistant strength and conditioning coach Jim Arthur. Arthur said a key to good conditioning is properly fueling the players.
But really, I think at any level, trying to battle with fatigue, whether it's muscles are fatigued and the guys may pull something or just fatigued and they can't, perform to the level. A big part of battling the fatigue is kind of fueling the athletes, getting the right fuel in them. And I know that there's a big buzz for nutrition and healthy eating and stuff, but really, especially for football players, it's not really complicated at all. They just need good carbohydrates is a big thing. And the more you can get in guys, even in high school, guys are younger and more resilient, but still, that's the fuel that they're running on. So the more you can get them with higher, not get the meals and eating, make sure they're getting carbs, it's going to push that fatigue a lot further down and for when they're going to get tired versus guys that don't have any energy, aren't eating well.
Tuesday, Keith and Andy Rowland expressed how to train a player's focus through drills with game-like situations, pulling a clip from MTSU offensive coordinator Tony Franklin about practice and getting better with detail and deliberate coaching.
I think the biggest thing for me that when I go and watch a high school or college or an NFL team practice, I can almost always tell within 10 minutes as to whether or not that they're good football coaches or not by how the practice is designed, how they hustle. Are they bored doing the same thing that they always do? And if they are bored, the players always know. I enjoy practice. Spring football is still a tremendous amount of fun for me because you really get to focus on practice and not worrying about game planning, but just worrying about getting better with details. And so the one thing that I take a lot of pride in is trying to be the best practice team in the country, but also then to be able to teach that. And that's the one thing that in building the Tony Franklin system, the idea was to have literally a system to where that you can paint by numbers, take a practice schedule, take a practice script, have the video to be able to teach it, and then every single year make it better.
Wednesday, in Keith's coaching notebook, he offers the idea of adding wrinkles to an offensive scheme, specifically taking advantage of personnel and winning with movement.
I want to present something that can enhance your game plan and create some advantages right now while you're in season. So in determining what shifts and motions to use, you need to carefully look over your breakdowns and film analysis to determine where that advantage can be created. There's three areas, I think, that you can look at this. So the first is being able to use the movement or take advantage of personnel, both ours and theirs. Secondly, we want to use the movement to create an extreme shift in strength and create gaps beyond what a normal defensive adjustment allows. And finally, we want to use the movement to create situations where we know the defensive check based on film study and use that information to our advantage. So in analyzing the next opponent, it's always good to watch it several times. After we have those initial breakdowns, I always like to look at the data, but then set it aside and evaluate both strengths and weaknesses of personnel. And we're usually able to identify some key strengths of that defense as well as weaknesses and then use the data to better understand how we're going to fit that into our game plan and start to look for some advantages, especially in terms of using shifts and motions.
On Thursday, Keith and Brian Kite tell us about the importance of behavior driving a team's culture and success, also giving us five don'ts that can affect a team's behavior.
And for a bunch of you, your job and ball, it can make behavior fade to the background and now one of the primary engines driving the success or failure of your team. Execution or sloppiness, wins and losses. One of the primary drivers, which is behavior, is fading to something that we pay lip service and quotes or quick speeches at the end of a practice. And that's why I wanted to use this time today to talk about and lay out some things within behavior to watch for that are simple, very systematic, and you can do in season to help make everybody a better coach, because things move fast and we can't make them move slower. We can just get better at the things that matter and are the drivers of success and failure. And there's arguably nothing bigger than behavior to the success or failure of a football team.
And on Friday, Keith and the doctors look into smart coaching with coaches' stress.
The key thing for me, I think, is why this is an important topic that perhaps coaches may not recognize or realize, and I certainly didn't realize it until you look at some of the literature on how coaches are impacted by stress in regards to their performance as well. So if you think about all the decisions coaches need to make during games, during practices, their observations that they're making of technical skills, of tactics produced by the other team or just in practice, their decisions they make regarding what to do with a particular athlete in regards to maybe a pedagogical strategy, those are all performance decisions that coaches need to make. But we also see in the literature that the more stressed coaches are, the more impaired they are in regards to making those decisions. So we can think of it in such a way that stress impacts the decisions that coaches are making and can also have implications on outcomes in regards to winning and losing, and also regards to individual athlete performance as well.
If you would like to hear these in full or more of these podcasts, subscribe to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast on SoundCloud and iTunes, and check out our blogs on blogs.usa.com.